Okay, and then we were talking about the Muppets show.
Here, Ross, come here. What did we say about the, what happened on the Muppets last night?
Muppets.
Yeah, who was it?
Yeah, what's it? What happened to that thing? Well?
Yeah. Bunny.
What did he do?
He got the bunny.
Parts of Ross, and I said, what's this? And he said,
Mommy.
That's Mommy McClendon. And I was pointing to his shoulder, and Ross said, that's Ross McClendon. And I said, no, this is Ross McClendon's shoulder. And then he said, and we pointed to other parts, and this is Ross McClendon's nose, and this is Ross McClendon's ear, and Ross McClendon's hair. And he did all that. So let's see what he told me.
Time to teach Ross the difference between seeing and not seeing, and I can't get through. I ask him what he sees, how he sees, and he says, or what he sees is with, and he says, Kermit. And I asked him,
no, Ross.
When he closes his eyes, can he see? And he says, yeah, I see Marky. This is for July 30th. I'm not sure whether this has been recorded yet or not. Ross said, I want peanut butter. And there's a pause. And he said, peanut butter on bread. And the emphasis was on bread. He said, what it called, referring to chicken livers on bread. He said, you go mountains? I said, yes, I went to the mountains. He said, near a lake? That's it.
Mary has some slips here.
I think that's yours.
No, that's not my writing.
Oh, but I don't know when that was.
Okay, well, let's just read what it is. We don't know what date it is, but probably last week or so, around August 10th.
Wednesday, I guess. That would be, what day would that be?
Oh, it doesn't matter, Mary.
A week from today, which is, today is
18th.
The 18th.
So
Not a week. It's Wednesday, last Wednesday, anyway. Yeah, today's Monday's lunch. Ross said, I want to go downstairs. Mom said, there isn't anything going on down there. I put him into his bed. Ross said, you going to wake me up? Ouch. You going to wake up? I'm sorry, let me say that over. You going to wake up me? He said. Then on Thursday, Ross said, Jay said me no. Jay had taken, it was a preschool kid, had told Ross not to blow his horn or something. And Ross was telling me that Jay said no to him, and he said, told.
Jay said no.
Yesterday, that was Sunday, Ross said, Ross pointed to Mark. No, Ross didn't point to Mark. He said, that's what the other boy means, Ross. And I think he's referring to, I said, is that the other boy? And I pointed to Mark, and he said, yeah, that's the other boy. And I said, what's his name? And he said, Mark. I said, is Mark the other boy? And he said, yeah. So he was referring to, I think he was referring to when people say, what's the other boy's name?
Ross was pulling out some toilet paper. Today's the 19th. Ross was pulling, of August. Today's the 19th of August. Okay. Ross was pulling out some toilet paper from the toilet paper roll and teaching Marky how to pull it off. And I said, that's bad. Marky's bad when he does it. And Ross said, that's bad for me too, which means I'm bad when I do it, aren't I? Or I'm also bad when I do it, just like Marky's bad when he does it. And a little earlier today, he said, do you want some beans? And he said, we were talking about whether he wanted some beans. And he said, it's real hot. They're hot. And he said, but I'm hungry, though. Or I'm hungry. No, he said, he didn't say, but I'm hungry. He said, I'm hungry, though. And so instead of saying but, he used though at the end to do the antithesis. Ross wanted to say that to me that you did it. I was fixing something on the bed. And he said, instead of saying you did it, he said, you did. Sort of like you fell or you went. You did. To do is complete verb in itself. And then we were talking about how Mommy had been scaring Ross, and she had been bouncing across the bed and scaring him. And then he said, what did he say? He came up after our discussion and said to Mommy, you don't scare me anymore. It was a please, you know, sort of idea. Please don't scare me anymore. Ross was on my shoulders, and he said, let's go running. Let's run. Let's go running. He said, let's go running. And he said, jogging. And I said, who's going to do, you're going to get down? He said, no. And I said, who's going to do the running? And he said, you are. He said, in that intonation, you are. That's his first ellipsis of that type that I've seen. And then he said, then the next thing was, shall we go see the fire? We had seen some fire engines, and he said, I said, let's go see the fire engines. And they said, do you want to go see the fire station? Remember? And he said, no. Fire engines, he said. Fire engines, and emphasize the engines. Because he didn't want to see the fire station, he wanted to see the fire engine. So he said, let's see if I remember. No, he said, no fire station, fire engines. Ross wanted to sit down in the chair with Mommy, and he said, I said, I don't mind. And Mary said she didn't mind. And Ross said, but Daddy might.
I don't mind.
You don't mind? Yeah, but Mommy might. But Mommy might. And I said it was okay with me if it's okay with Mommy. And Ross said, is it? And Ross said, for me. It's okay with me. Say, it's okay with me.
It's okay for Mark.
Is it okay for Mark?
Yeah.
But say, it's okay with me, honey.
Yeah.
Say, okay with me.
You?
Yeah, it's okay with me. Okay, got it? And then, so he's instead of saying with, he says, okay, for. And, then he had. Oh, that's a little bit. That cookie, by the way, is Mark. That's Mark, is a cookie. Yeah. Ross said he was going to eat that cookie. You know who the cookie is? Mark. Mark is the cookie.
stoplights, and Ross called them circus. That's a circus, he said. And then he said, that's a circus, and that's a circus, and that's a circus. They're all a lot of circuses. What did he say? They're all a lot of circuses. Say plural circuses?
No.
All a lot of circuses. He doesn't say circus. But he did say, that's a circus, and that's a circus, and that's a circus, like that. Enumerating down phrases. Careful, Ross. That's a bad idea.
And did you get the one that I was supposed to?
Yeah, I got one. I think I did. Ross said, waved a little bottle and said box to me and said, what's in there? It's the first time ever hearing this.
I was sort of grumbling here in the morning. This is on the 21st, I believe. And I said, oh, I was sorry. I'm sorry, Mary. I was really tired. I didn't come to the phone. And Ross said, you sick? You ate too much cake? Because remember the night before I said that if I ate too much cake I was going to get sick. So it looks like you remembered from the night before that Daddy was getting sick because he was eating too much cake. Also, Ross, you got it backwards, just a minute. Oh, he got his Hulk shirt on backwards. Okay, let me help you. Come on over. Yeah, I think you're going to be okay this time. It's going to be okay. Okay, if you get that arm through, Daddy will help. Come here and I'll help. Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
It's coming through. Now try that. Did it? Okay, just come here, Russ. We're going to talk about some things.
No more
tigers. No more Humpty Dumpty. Well, we'll do Humpty Dumpty in a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and what else did you learn from the tape? Remember we had Mother Goose?
Yeah. And I over... And Matt see me?
Matt saw you, yeah.
And the grass?
Yeah, we were on the grass, and Ross was playing his Mother Goose tape, and Matt, a little neighbor boy, came over and visited us, didn't he?
Yeah.
What did Matt say?
He said,
I'll fix this tape for you.
Yeah.
You remember he was Shazam?
Huh?
Matt was Shazam.
Yeah.
He helped you fix the tape, yeah. And then what happened? Don't hurt your tape, honey. Don't break it. Did you hear about Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Yeah.
What did it say?
It said,
Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. Fleece was white as snow. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And it came to school? It came to preschool.
Yeah.
Lamb came to preschool one day. Preschool one day. Preschool one day. Lamb came to preschool one day. It was against the rule. Remember that?
Yeah.
It made the children laugh and play.
No.
No?
Mickey Mouse.
What?
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, Mickey Mouse? What did Mickey Mouse do, honey?
He said,
he did?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay, now I want to talk about some places that we know about. You know about under the couch, right, Ross?
No. I know about...
What are some places?
Cow jump over the moon.
Cow jump over the moon. Okay, yeah. That's Hey Diddle Diddle?
Yeah.
Cat and the Fiddle?
Yeah.
Okay, say it.
Cat and the Fiddle.
Okay, and the cow?
Cow jumped over the moon.
Little dog?
Little dog says...
Lamb?
She's desperate.
She's a sport? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the dish?
Run away in a spoon.
Very good, Ross. Nice. You know that one. Hey, diddle, diddle. That's hey, diddle, diddle. Okay. Well, I want to talk about some places now. Do you know about inside and outside?
Yeah.
What's outside?
Inside.
What's there outside?
Outside.
Uh-huh. What is outside? What do you see out there?
Outside is...
There's some tigers?
No. Yeah.
There's some tigers? Ross and I are talking about some places he knows. And what about under the couch?
Yeah.
What's under the couch?
Tiger on the couch.
Tiger's under the couch.
Yeah.
And Ross says, I don't see it. He said, I can't see it. He was looking for a tiger on the couch.
I want candy.
Oh, Mommy, could you have just a little candy? One candy? Just one.
One candy.
Yeah, just one candy, okay?
No more, no more. Okay. And where else do we know some places? Do you know about in the shower?
Huh?
You know about in the shower?
Yeah.
Where's in the shower?
I don't know.
That's where you go when you take a shower, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you know how to go outside?
Yeah.
And inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hi, Marty. And he knows about things that are in here. And what about the fireplace?
Yeah.
Where's the tiger?
On the couch.
On the couch? And what about the fireplace? The tiger over there?
Over there.
Where?
On the fireplace.
On the fireplace?
Yeah.
Or in the fireplace, honey?
Yeah.
Which one?
That tiger.
Okay, it's over in the fireplace. Okay. Mm-hmm. He doesn't really know in the fireplace very well. And he knows about, I think, on the table. And what else does he know, locative-wise? Do you know about jumping on the bed?
Yeah.
And
more
what other
candy.
What?
Want more candy.
Want more candy? Where are they?
Over there.
Over there?
Yeah.
Where? Where are the candies, honey?
Right here.
Right here?
No.
Where, honey?
On the table.
Up on the table? Where are they?
Up.
Up? Where?
The candy up. Up. Under the table.
Up under the table?
Yeah.
No, it's up on the table.
Yeah, I won't get it.
Okay. Can you have one more candy? Ross, where's your...
You don't want the light on, do you?
No, we don't want the light. Ross, where are your toys?
I don't know.
Where are they?
I get them.
Tell me where they are. Don't get them. Just tell me where they are.
In the box.
They're in the box?
Yeah.
Are they in your dresser?
Yeah.
And where else are they?
Mine.
Yeah, that's yours, right?
Yeah.
Where are your toys, honey?
I don't know.
You know, they're in your dresser.
Yeah.
And where are your shirts?
In the dressers too.
In the dressers too. And what about the ones that are on the hangers?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Hangers on my shirt.
Yeah, but where are they? In the closet.
Yeah, in the closet.
In the closet. And now, where are the dishes?
In the plate.
In the plate.
Yeah.
Okay. And where is the TV? Where's the TV?
On the firecrackers.
TV?
Yeah.
No, where's the TV, honey? Our TV.
TV.
Where is it? Where are
downstairs.
You?
Downstairs.
It's downstairs. Okay. Yeah. And where is Daddy's? Where are Daddy's tools? Yeah, you know. Where's my saw and my screwdriver?
In the drawer.
In the drawer?
Yeah.
Yeah, where? Downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay. And where's Titus?
Outside.
She's outside, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where are the flowers?
Outside.
Outside where?
Outside.
In the garden?
Yeah, in the garden.
Right. And where is Aaron?
Aaron's at preschool.
Very nice. And where is your high chair?
Out preschool.
Your high chair?
Yeah.
No.
High chair at preschool.
Okay. And do you have one in the Toyota?
Yeah.
What's in the Toyota?
I don't know.
You got your chair in the Toyota, right? Okay. And let's see. What else do you like, Ross? What do you like?
I like music.
Yeah. I like candy.
You like candy? Where's the candy?
Up on the table.
Up on the table.
And on top.
What about where the raisins?
On the table here.
There's a closet. There's a closet.
My tiger.
Your tiger's got you on that little tape? Okay, I want to ask you some questions about numbers. How old are you, honey?
5.
You're 5?
Yeah.
And about a half. What about that half? You said I'm a half today.
I'm a half.
No, you're 2 and a half.
Yeah, I'm a 2 and a half.
Okay, and we know how to count, though, don't we?
Yeah.
Can you count?
1.
Good.
2.
Right.
3.
Good.
5.
Okay.
6, 7. 8, 9.
Mm-hmm. You were going from right to left with his little finger while he was doing that. What about 10? Did you get to 10?
10.
Mm-hmm.
I have 1.
Mm-hmm.
12.
Mm-hmm.
13. 14.
Good, very good. Beautiful, Ross. You counted very nicely. Okay, now what do you think? Sometimes you say you're 9, right?
1.
You know how many years old you are?
Yeah.
How many, honey? 2.
Two.
Yeah, right, you're really 2. Yeah. How about Marty? How old is he?
2.
No, he's 7 months.
7 months.
He's real little, just months. He's no years at all. He's falling. Marty's falling. Okay, now let's talk about our family relations. Do you know about, what is mommy? Is she a parent? Is mommy a parent?
No.
Who's a parent?
You.
I'm a parent?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you have any other parents?
I want Gordon and Penny.
Yeah. Do you have any other parents, honey?
Yeah.
Who's the other parents?
Mommy and her parents.
Okay. And who's your brother?
Marcus.
Okay. And who's your grandma?
My grandma. Albuquerque.
And how about your grandpa?
My grandpa, Albuquerque.
They live way far away in California, in Albuquerque, yeah. Right? Okay. And what about Celia?
Celia at Albuquerque, too.
She went up in an airplane, too. They live in California. But they
mine.
Okay. Now, who's your best friend? Does Mark have a daddy?
Yeah.
Where's Mark's daddy? Okay, and where's Mark's mommy? Mommy? Mark's mommy? No. Mommy's out. Okay. And do you have a brother? What's his name? And does Mark have a brother?
Yeah.
What's Mark's brother's name?
Ross.
Very good, Ross. Beautiful. And do you love your brother? Love your mother?
And
Mark is a little tighter. Okay, now do you want to play your music?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll turn this off.
Okay, now Ross.
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Okay, and Ross said he wants to read a story.
Yeah.